Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now is the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
I'm all of a sudden got the busy throat or something. I hate having the busy throat. Anyway, let's kick off with this. You're asking a question, which we should already have this. If we had, if everything was right in our world, and I know that you're a pretty easygoing guy, but if everything was right in the world, a plane with no people on it would fall out of the sky and land on Paul Ryan, because we do not have national reciprocity yet.
No, we don't.
And
part of the reason why we don't.
Yes, and you asked the question. Would a national reciprocity bill that made it to the president's desk get signed off on?
Question, just to be a little more specific, is
yes, sir.
Would a bill ever get to his desk if he's reelected?
Yeah.
And the reason this all came up is because the president was interviewed by America's First Freedom, which is one of the NRA's house publications, last week. And they asked him about it, and he said, yep, I'm behind it. If a bill gets to my desk, I will sign it into law.
That's the big if, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very big if. As we said in our story, a lot of things have to happen first. Number one, Trump, of course, would have to be reelected. Number two, the Republicans would have to hold on to the Senate. Number three, they would have to retake control of the House. Because there's no way a Pelosi-controlled House would ever send a bill, would ever pass a bill authorizing national concealed carry. And then, assuming all those things happen, then the Republicans in the House and the Senate would have to have enough of a spine to pass a bill legalizing 50-state concealed carry. And, of course, that's a kind of a misnomer. That it wouldn't be 50-state concealed carry. What we're really talking about here in terms of national reciprocity is all states would have to recognize the permits issued by other states. Just like if you have a driver's license in Texas right now, you can drive in Maine, you can drive in Oklahoma, you can drive wherever you want. Perfectly
right.
Legal. If you have a concealed carry permit issued in, say, Utah, under national reciprocity, places that don't recognize other states' permits, like New York, like California, and other states, would have to recognize those permits. And while the states would not have to issue permits themselves, it could remain may issue. They would have to allow people from other states who come in and have a valid permit to carry there.
Do you think that would force other states to where they may issue to just go out there and say, well, hey, I guess we may as well issue to you too?
Do you think that would
kick off a whole bunch of lawsuits?
Well, of course it would kick off a whole bunch of lawsuits. And that national reciprocity is one of the greatest fears of people like Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo and people like that. They don't want any part of people from free states coming in and legally concealed carrying in their states, because that's going to lead to all kinds of uncomfortable questions from their own citizens, like, hey, how come these people from Pennsylvania can come into New York City and carry a gun, and I can't, and I've lived here my entire life?
Mm-hmm. That just, does that tickle you, just the prospect of that occurring? As
that
much?
Would be just more fun than a barrel full of monkeys.
Yeah. Well, now, how do you feel about the president being reelected? What are your feelings on that? Are you confident of that?
It's so hard to tell these days. It feels like a toss-up to me at this point. I'm reading some more encouraging things these last couple of days.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody really knows. And, you know, the other issue is, if he wins, is he going to win by enough votes to get past the margin of fraud in some states, especially with all the mail-in issues? And whoever wins or appears to win on or near Election Day, there's going to be lawsuits and recounts, and I don't think we'll get enough for a very long time.
Well,
all the more
what about
to have Justice Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court, if and when such a case would ever get there.
Oh, I think that's going to happen. I know they're trying to keep her from getting in by not allowing her a quorum, but I think there's a point where they can get out there and say, well, we don't need to pass her out of committee. We'll just put her up for a vote.
They're supposed to vote. The committee's supposed to vote on Thursday, I believe. I remember in the past when they've had senators literally carried into the Senate to make a quorum. Bob Packwood, I think it was, years ago in the late 80s, was carried
by
that. Capitol Police.
I remember that.
I can't remember what the vote was for, but they had literally carried in order to make a quorum. So if you really want to, you can, and Cocaine Mitch seems to be up to that task, I would think.
I think that's a groovy name for him. I use that myself.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think we'll see that. I think we will see Trump reelected. I think we will see the Republicans hold on to the Senate. Because there's too many other questions out there being asked. As far as the House is concerned, they're the ones holding up all this COVID relief. They're the ones that they're the ones that not denouncing Antifa. They're the ones that won't denounce the violence. They're the ones that want everybody to be masked up. I mean, there's a lot of things a lot of people are really sick of, and I don't know how it's looking because I've been so busy looking at the presidential race and the Senate race to a degree that, you know, the House race to me is just sort of a, I'm very interested in it, but at the same time, I just haven't been paying no attention to it. But
yeah,
maybe that will work out. But if it works out,
that would be tremendous. I would not bet on that, but I'd be glad to be happily surprised.
Well, me too. The biggest thing is if the base turns out. If we would take the example that we saw in Virginia, where 60% of the electorate stayed home, and now they're having rallies and all these other things to try to fight them after the election, when they just could have gone and voted.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so much easier just to stop it there.
Those off-year elections can be difficult to motivate people, but I think a lot of people are very motivated right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are woke. I want to see what happens in Virginia. Will be interesting to see.
Lots of states will be.
There will be lots of states. For this kind of this article is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Just like it, and about 10, anywhere from 10, 15, you're going to see new ones every day. I think that's even that way on the weekend. So thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. And you've got a quote of the day. The Supreme Court needs to decide what rights felons lose and why. Now, that's always been sort of an interesting topic to me. I didn't look into this simply because I wanted to hear what the, you know, because I know it's pretty quick. But what are we talking about here?
Well, I'm not an attorney, but this came up as part of the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearing. And that's because maybe the one significant gun rights case in which she has written had to do with an individual who was convicted of a felony, a nonviolent felony, literally I think it was mail fraud, and then petitioned the courts to get his gun rights back after he got out of jail. It was years later. The three-judge panel voted 2-1 against restoring that person's rights, but she dissented, saying that there is nothing in federal law that overrides the constitutional right to keep and bear arms for nonviolent offenders. Again, I'm not an attorney, and I can't really provide much of an analysis of the basis for that, but Judge Barrett certainly seems bright enough to have analyzed the law and history and to have made a reasoned judgment. So I'm willing to defer to her on this. And it's something that a lot of people in the gun rights community has been saying for a long time. Once a criminal has paid their debt to society, they should have the right to defend themselves, particularly, and a lot of people can understand when there are objections to people who have committed violent crimes getting their gun rights back. But people who have committed, say, financial crimes or similarly nonviolent offenses, why shouldn't they have the ability to own a firearm, protect themselves and their family?
Well, they, you know, I've thought about this myself. The thing about this whole losing your rights thing, I think there ought to be a classification for felonies to where it's a felony A or a felony B, or if they already have that kind. And the classification should reflect that if you commit this felony, okay, you're going to get this kind of penalty because it's this kind of penalty. But when you are done, your rights go back. You will have this on your record, but your rights go back. All of your rights go back. Now, for the left is always all about restoring the voting rights, which is one thing you can't do as a felon in a lot of cases. But they don't want to restore the gun rights.
Correct. Exactly. No matter. Yeah, I mean, they're fine for restoring voting rights for nonviolent felons or violent felons. I think they assume that those people are going to vote for them on balance. So it's purely a political calculation. A lot of people have an emotional reaction to giving gun rights back to convicted felons at all, particularly violent people who committed violent crimes. And I'm pretty actually sympathetic with that. I'm a gun rights absolutist for the most part. I have a problem, I think, too, of restoring gun rights to people who committed violent crimes. But certainly, in a case like the one that Judge Barrett was writing on, commit mail fraud. If you commit bank fraud or write too many bad checks or steal something. What's the felony level? I don't know. Is it $50? $500? I don't know what that is anymore. That doesn't seem to be something over which you should lose not only your voting rights, but certainly your rights to be able to defend yourself. Losing voting rights has no real penalty. I mean, yeah, you can't fully participate in society as a citizen would, but losing your right to defend yourself with the firearm could result in grave bodily injury or death. And I don't think someone who committed a nonviolent felony should be sentenced to that.
Well, it's been a thing for a while. I'm not surprised that's ever been resolved because Democrats like to incarcerate people, don't they?
Both sides have certainly done that over time. I don't know the full history of all that, but President Trump seems to be on the side of the reform of the legal system and rationalizing some of the penalties that are involved, certainly in drug crimes, and got different levels of penalties for different kinds of drugs, where some kinds of cocaine were penalized one way, or crack cocaine was advised other ways. Some people attribute that to racism. Some people attribute that to classism. And so this is a deeper subject than I'm familiar with, so I can't really comment on it intelligently. But something needs to be done so that we have a clear, bright line definition of what sort of infractions for which you should forever lose your gun rights.
Coming up on the next break, everything that went, whenever I've got Dan on here and we're talking straight from the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. It is waiting on you there if you're looking for the latest in news as it pertains to the gun world. This is the place to go because they are updating it all the time, all day, every day. Very, very, very up to date. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding a series of rallies in the battleground state of Pennsylvania on Monday. The president saying Democratic rival Joe Biden is bringing gloom and doom to COVID-19.
You heard him the other night, this is going to be a dark winter. No, it's not going to be a dark winter. It's going to be a great winter. It's going to be a great spring.
Senators expressing their views on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court as debate continues on the Senate floor ahead of her confirmation vote. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal calling on Barrett to postpone taking the oath of office.
I call on her to postpone her taking the oath of office until after the next president is inaugurated.
A full Senate vote expected tonight on Barrett. You're listening to USA Radio News. Disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we'll know by early December if a coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective for widespread use. The coronavirus task force member telling the BBC a widespread vaccine will probably not be likely until later in 2021.
We will know whether a vaccine is safe and effective by the end of November, the beginning of December. The amount of doses that will be available in December will not certainly be enough to vaccinate everybody. You'll have to wait several months into 2021.
Scientists say the moon's shadowed, rigid nooks and crannies may hold frozen water in more places in larger quantities than previously suspected. Scientists releasing a pair of studies on Monday that say more than 15,000 square miles of lunar terrain can trap water in the form of ice. That's 20% more area than previously thought. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and let's go talk about what is this? This is by Kim Kelly, but you're quoting her. The Biden gun control agenda would hurt all the ones that are actually the ones that are in the middle of the crime-ridden cities, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And it's interesting coming from her because Kim Kelly is no gun rights fan. She is a lefty, Brooklyn-based labor organizer, but she's intellectually honest enough to look at the Biden gun control plan and realize that it would most negatively impact people who could least afford the right to armed self-defense. So, you know, he wants to regulate so-called high-capacity magazines. If he gets his way, which I doubt, but let's say he does, those magazines would be regulated under the National Firearms Act. You'd have to register them and how this works, I don't know. There's no serial number on magazines, but you have to register them and then pay a $200 tax on these magazines. The people, as she points out, the people who would be most negatively impacted are people who live in urban, high-crime areas where they need the ability to defend themselves and their families, and they would be the least able to afford the elevated cost of armed self-defense under a Biden plan. or it, again, assuming he gets his way.
Right. I'm going to ask you, we're going to have a hypothetical discussion in the next segment just about this in particular, because we know what his gun control agenda looks like. Have you noticed that nobody's asking him about it?
No, he's not. They've had a debate and had those dueling town hall things together last week. And at no time has he been asked about his stance on guns, which by any measure is a radical departure from anything that any candidate has done in the past, whether you agree with it or not. It would represent a huge change in Second Amendment rights in this country. You would think that something that significant would be reason for a reporter to question him on it. I don't think that they want to do that, though, because most people, if they heard what he wants to do and thought for a moment about what it would mean in real-world terms, would be repelled by it.
Well, here's the other question, though, that I have regarding that. Now, with the New York SAFE Act, part of the New York SAFE Act was registration of assault weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what numbers have you heard on actual compliance of that? What have we heard about failure to comply with that? What kind of penalties are people faced with that?
I'm not sure what the penalties allegedly were, but supposedly the percentage of people who complied and registered their scary black rifles as the law mandated was around 5%, something like that. So we're looking at huge rates of noncompliance and people raising a metaphorical middle finger at Governor Cuomo and saying, pass all laws you want, we're not going to comply.
Now, that's in New York State.
Yes.
Right? How is this going to play in the rest of the states where we don't, you know, in most places, you don't face it. I mean, when I go buy a gun, yeah, I fill out a form 4473, but I'm not having to buy a FOID card or something like that and having to register it with everybody. There's no, most of the United States doesn't have a gun registry.
No, exactly.
So how do you think they would possibly put it together? Or would it just be another one of these laws that they passed where nobody's really expected to comply, they just passed it?
I don't know. I have to assume again, these are very big ifs. If Biden wins and if he gets his way, as his gun agenda is laid out on his website, and a national registry of firearms is passed, which, again, right now is against the law, I would guess that task would be up to the FBI/ATF to implement, just as the Brady bill was for background check. And then they would have to fund that, and it would be a huge, massive undertaking. But then again, remember, there's, 420 million firearms in this country, probably far more than that in reality. Does anybody think even 10% of those would be registered? Let's say they could snap their fingers and create this registry overnight, and it would work. You know, certainly better than the Obamacare website worked. But they could get that thing up and running and have some sort of mechanism for people to come in and bring in their guns and get them all registered and legal. I think if 10% was the over under number set by Las Vegas on the compliance rate, I would take the under.
Okay. So single digits.
Yes, I think so.
So, you know, when you look at something like a Bundy Ranch, right? And that's been so long, I know it was had something to do with land and everything else, and it was BLM and everything. And but they got a response out of that. They got an overwhelming civilian response out of that. What do you think would happen in the United States if in the areas where they do have gun registries, if they started going door to door and confiscating them in these various places, what do you think the rest of America does when we see that happen?
I don't think there's any appetite for that because we've seen this. They've enacted this in New York. They've enacted this in California. And there's been massive, widespread noncompliance. And no one has done anything about it. Gavin Newsom hasn't sent cops around from door to door looking for guns that they think they know people have. And Cuomo hasn't done that in New York. Why? Because they know that if they did that, at some point, somebody's going to get shot. And it's going to get really ugly really
right.
fast. And
right.
they don't want to open that door.
Right. Right, right, right. Yeah, we've already seen, we've seen one red flag order death already that I know of in Maryland.
Right.
But, anyway, when
they
we get
no
back.
I have no appetite for that at all.
Well, I hope not, but I mean, at the same time, some do, but I sincerely hope,
well, if you can shoot your mouth off and say, you know, we need to do that. We need to send cops door to door and grab all these guns. That's fine for Michael Bloomberg to say. That's fine for Shannon Watson to say. Fine for Chris Brown to say. But when it comes to the actual people who are in charge in these states, and then the cops and sheriffs on the ground, sheriffs and deputies on the ground, who are going to have to actually enforce those orders, it's another story.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Are you ready for a hypothetical, sir? Have we still got Dan? Could we turn Dan up? There you are. Okay.
Got me?
Gotcha, Nay. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Okay. So, are you ready for a hypothetical?
Hit me.
Okay, so let's say we have a repeat of Virginia. Most of the base stays home and doesn't vote. And we get a Democrat-controlled Senate, a Democrat-controlled House, and Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, the next morning.
Okay.
So let's say we get to, say, March 2021, when they start trying to, you know, I would imagine Kamala and all them are going to be coming out there and wanting to get busy. And they start to go after this gun control stuff. And let's say they pass it, because they're going to. If it comes up in the Senate and it comes up in the House and it gets passed out of there and comes up on a bill, they're going to sign it.
Well, they'll certainly pass something. There's no way they would not pass, at a minimum, things like universal background checks, probably a new assault weapons ban, quote unquote.
Well, I mean, I'm very confused on what they want to do on assault weapons, because they either want to place them on the NFA or buy them back, and I don't know how you do both.
Well, according to Uncle Joe's website, he wants to ban the production of new assault weapons. Again, I'm using their term, and I hate the term, but I'm using their term.
Sure.
New assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Now, I assume that wouldn't count for the police and defense market. But for no more AR-15s, AK-47s, 30-round magazines made or sold for the civilian market. And then we get into regulating the ones that are out there. That's a whole other kettle of fish.
Indeed. Now, at the same time, this has been during a time this year where defunding the police is a thing. This is a thing. It's an issue.
It's a reality. It's happening.
Yes,
but it is happening. And my first question is going to be, should they pass all of this stuff? Do you think some of these states might get out there and say, you know, seeing as how the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, that's a power that keeps you from doing anything about it. And we have decided we're just, you know, we're going to go ahead and go with our 10th Amendment, and we're going to do exactly what you guys have been doing against the Heller decision all these years, and we're going to decide how we do things in our state. Thanks for passing that. We'll take the guidance and whatever you want to call it, but that's not happening here. Do you think there would be a concerted effort among the states? Do you think the attorneys general would get together and get out there and say, no, you guys aren't doing, you don't get to do that?
Yeah, I think you absolutely would. This would definitely be fought in the courts all the way to the Supreme Court. You see a variety of responses. You'll see, you know, a consortium of red state AGs filing suits like that. I think you'll see some interesting things also, like here, maybe even here in Texas, where Governor Abbott might declare all able-bodied law-abiding gun owners to be members of the Texas militia, and therefore able to keep and bear arms, or have some sort of qualifying thing to be a part of the militia. You know, you have to come in and show you have a pulse and get a car to carry or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, just as a fig. Yeah, exactly. As a fig leaf. So I think you'd see all kinds of different responses to serious gun control measures like that, radical gun control efforts at the federal level.
I'm trying to picture this world that they want to do, because they're, you know, the supposition is one, they want to pack the court, although Joe is going to play coy about that one.
Well, it's because he can't say what he really thinks.
Right.
He's four square behind it, but he knows he can't say that because he'd spook the horses too much.
The other supposition is that they're going to try to get two new states that they are just going to think by default are going to be Democratic.
Right. And at least one of them certainly would. D.C., of course, would be. And
yeah.
Puerto Rico historically has been as well.
And then they think they're going to ban guns and everything. But the big problem here that I see with this whole defund the police thing, they've already demoralized them. I think demoralizing them was worse than, I mean, what was it I read the other day? I think in Minneapolis I read that 118 cops have quit this year since all this started. 118 cops. I don't know. I don't know that how big a shift is when you've got a bunch of cops that, you know, coming in on shift, because not everybody's going to be on the street. You got commanders and supervisors and people working in the jail and people working in the desk, and you got detectives and everything. So I don't know how big a shift is, but that sort of sounds like a shift to me. So they've lost a shift.
I would think I don't know how many police officers they have in Minneapolis, but 118 seems like a lot. And we've heard these stories from a variety of cities around the country. It's happening here in Austin. It's happening in New York. It's happened in Austin, Atlanta, and a variety of other cities. Cops are getting out as fast as they can, or they're abandoning cities that have defunded, like Seattle, like Atlanta, and a few others, and moving to other jurisdictions, which are more rural and much more cop friendly.
Yeah, I don't see. This is the thing. I think while they're out there, they've never learned from their, like, they set up these sanctuary cities where they say, we're not going to obey federal law. They're the ones that have set up this template.
Yeah, oh, no, they have. They've done it on immigration. So why shouldn't some of these cities and states set up their own? Well, I mean, we've seen that. We've seen the
Second Amendment sanctuaries, yeah.
Exactly. We saw it throughout Virginia. But, of course, now the rubber starts to meet the road, and what I hear is a lot of those jurisdictions that pass those are not necessarily following through on that. that won't be the case everywhere. That wouldn't be the case in a lot of parts here in Texas. That wouldn't be the case in a lot of parts of states like South Dakota, Montana, Utah, a lot of Midwest and West would simply refuse to enforce laws like that. And they declare themselves sanctuaries.
I said this earlier in the show. I almost think this is sort of a thing. It feels like we've been conditioned to a degree. And I think, you know, where they've been telling us, put on the mask. Just wear the mask. I kind of wonder if they're getting if they're trying to condition us to where when they say, turn your guns in 15 days.
Yep. That's, wearing a mask is one thing. It's a minor inconvenience for most people. Getting rid of a tool that allows you to protect yourself and your family from people who would do you harm, when you see cops quitting left and right, when you see violence on your TV screen nightly, that's a whole nother story.
Gotcha.
Wearing a mask is, again, is a very minor inconvenience in comparison.
Right. We're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me again, as you have done. And everybody, thetruthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan plies his trade. That's where you will find find all of these articles, except for the hypothetical, that one we just made up on our own. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.